Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the reproductive rates in their replacement heifer program. Many of you have already increased the efficiency of your dairy heifer replacement program by reducing the number of heifers that you actually produce. Many of you are using sex semen now, so you've reduced the number of heifers that you're bringing into the herd, and you're able to market those crossbred calves to the feedlot industry. So it has improved our income stream and also reduced our expense in raising heifers. Now, as we've done that, one of the things that comes to mind is that we need to be more efficient about breeding these heifers and making sure that they actually become inseminated on time. So as we think about that, first service conception rate becomes extremely important. On our virgin heifers, our first service conception rate should be 50% or greater. We can detect pregnancy very early. So if we are using these tools to detect pregnancy, at least by 21 days, if not by 25 days of post-insemination, we should consider how we can shorten that interval so that we can rebreed open heifers quicker. This will reduce the age at conception and reduce the age at first calving, again, improving the efficiency of our overall program. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy producers to carefully consider which heifers they should be breeding and trying to improve the efficiency of breeding of our heifers.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.